And as you breathe out, you can go deeper and deeper, relaxed, each time you breathe out. Now I wonder how long it is since you believed in magic. If it was way back when you were just a small child. Or maybe you still do believe in magic. Just like me. I see it every day, it's all around. And you only have to look. There's even magic in the way that you can be so quiet, so still, looking as if you are sound asleep, and yet amazingly alert and aware behind those closed eyelids. Of course, it's not the stillness and the quietness that is magical, nor is it the closed eyelids. It's that amazing awareness. Nobody can even begin to properly explain what that is or how it works, even though we all know what it feels like. We all know how to send our thoughts to anywhere we want to, a part of our own body, the big toe perhaps, or the very top of your head. But our thoughts don't have to stay where our body is. Because in an instant, in a dazzling flash, you can be thinking about something that happened years ago, or something that hasn't even happened yet. And that's a magical thing, how we can be in one place, one moment, in our thoughts, then thousands of miles and many years away, in the very next split second. Our thoughts moving faster than the speed of light, faster than time itself, as if time did not exist. And we can even imagine something that nobody has ever experienced, just something that we can think of, like swimming in a silken sea of golden mist on a distant planet, where we are so light that we float in the atmosphere like a feather floating on the breeze. Or imagine starting to look into a crystal until you find a whole universe there. A universe where there are other lives and other beings with our own magical thoughts. And it's a sort of magic that lets you hear a name being whispered quietly in a room full of people when you weren't even paying attention. And there's magic that is part of your body too. The magic that lets you see or hear something that isn't there, or lets you stay alive without you even trying. Without even having to try, your body does that so well. And the most brilliant scientist in the world cannot make even the most primitive form of life, and yet two very ordinary people can create the most complex form of life that ever existed in this world, on this planet. And that happens millions of times a day, every day. And that is definitely a sort of magic. Because every cell in the human body carries the very same magic and carries the message for the same magic to be repeated. It's almost like a magic spell, because each cell knows that it has to reproduce another cell that is exactly the same as itself. So a hair cell creates another hair cell, while a nail cell creates another nail cell, and a skin cell creates more skin. And all of this happens all the time, every split second of every day of your life. And has been happening for millions upon millions of years in every human being that ever existed. And as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, bring you deeper and deeper. Everybody is fascinated by magic, which is why there are so many stories about magical beings, men who can fly faster than a speeding bullet and see through brick walls, creatures with wings and claws and fiery breath, or perhaps with the head of an animal and the body of a man. Mythical ancient creatures who live in the silent depths of the sea or on the slopes of a mountain in a remote corner of our world. And there's Merlin with his magician's hat and his magical cape with the stars and the moon, weaving spells and casting them around him in a dazzling display of light and color. And these things are magic, and yet still the most magical thing in your own subconscious mind, that deep part of your mind, deeper than the deepest ocean. Even more magical than Merlin, that part of your mind that can actually make the most amazing things happen for you if you want it to. You only have to tell it exactly, specifically, what you want to happen. And that powerful subconscious of yours will work its magical spell as long as you tell it what you want to happen. And not what you're afraid might happen instead. Just be specific. Once your subconscious mind knows what you want to happen, it can set about making those things a reality. And it will work as hard as it possibly can to make your dreams come true. And we can help that along with another sort of magic called hypnosis. You can't see it, you can't touch it, and most of the time you certainly cannot feel it, and you won't even know it's there, but it works like magic now. As you relax there with each breath out, I would like you to imagine a ball of golden light above your head. And that golden ball begins to move down towards you, beginning to penetrate your head, neck, shoulders, moving on down through those arms and into your hands, filling your body with golden light from the chest all the way down to your waist, moving on down your legs until it reaches the tips of your toes. And as that happens, you become a ball of golden light. You are now a ball of golden light. And you begin to move slowly in one direction as that ball of golden light, towards the destination of your choice, as that ball of golden light, beginning to move a little faster and faster, getting closer and closer to that special place. Closer and closer, faster and faster, closer and closer, beginning to slow down now, slowing down slower and slower, coming to a stop. And as that happens, you begin to sense your surroundings through your senses, perhaps noticing the temperature in this special place, or the sounds that you hear, maybe hearing the voice of someone special with you in this special place. So just take a look around and see where you are. And if there's someone with you, who is it? Perhaps noticing the fun experience you are having in this special place. What is the food like that you have eaten? And where have you eaten that meal? What is the place like that you are staying in? Are there many rooms there? Moving now to the room that you are staying in. What is your room like? And if you move towards the window, what type of view have you got from that room? And what exciting experiences have you had already in this special place? Now I'd like you to move to a fun experience that you're going to have in this special place. What are you doing now? Is there someone there with you? What is happening around you in this special experience? What can you see? What can you hear as you really enjoy yourself? And in a moment, something very special is about to begin on your holiday. What is happening? Is there anyone else there with you? What can you hear and see? How are you feeling? Being on this holiday lets you look at all those problems that you have been having. All those problems that you may have been having lately from a distance. And for some reason they just become less important as you are on your holidays. And you begin to gain a new perspective. And with that new perspective, new ideas and solutions come to you to resolving those problems. Now, just looking back over the high points of this holiday. See every high point in vivid detail. Hear what you heard, see what you saw, and feel all those good feelings. And take with you what is important for you to remember about this holiday. Making sure to take all those good feelings that you felt, so that you remember every special moment about this holiday. and feeling really good now, you begin the return journey, traveling as the golden ball of light, bringing with you all those good feelings and new insights and lots of positive motivation for the future. Bring them home from all future holidays, returning now from where you left, feeling wonderful, full of energy. And when you are ready, you can bring yourself back to full awareness, only opening your eyes when you are ready to return to full awareness, feeling wonderful. Opening your eyes, bringing all the energy back into your body in your own way, in your own time.